All right, we are now joined by the winning crew chief of the number 20 Joe Gibbs Racing Toyota Camry XSC, Mr. Adam Stevens. We'll begin taking questions. We'll start with Jacob here in the middle, and then we'll go to Zach in the back.
Jacob Seelman, Race Face Digital. Adam, in a 600 that you usually prepare for as a marathon that ends up turning into a shortened race like this, from your vantage point, how difficult is it to call when you're playing with the weather and you just don't know if you're going to hit it on the nose?
Yeah, it can be tough. The size of that storm was big enough that it wasn't really confusing the radar. So I think everybody had a pretty good handle on about when it was going to get here. But it does change the dynamics of the race. You know, you can't afford to make a long pit stop if you really need an adjustment. And you can't afford to really plug the second can in if you need the second can, but, because you just can't lose the track position with these shorter races. So it was different. It had a different feel to it. A lot more intensity at the front of the pack. I think you saw that on the restarts. And a lot more pressure on the guys on pit road, for sure.
Did you communicate with Christopher at what point you felt like he was racing the rain, or when did that, if you did, when did that communication
yeah,
happen?
Yeah, we did. It was at the start of the second stage, I guess. We all thought we had X amount of minutes until the rain got there, and everybody I was scanning and my team was scanning kind of was arriving at the same number, so... then we started getting those short runs, and the last thing you wanted to do is get a caution maybe 5 or 10 laps before the rain was going to get there and then have to come down pit road or make a decision there that could flip the field. So thankfully it came in between cautions, and we all stayed in a competitive running order.
All right, we're going to go to Zach.
Zach Sterniolo, NASCAR.com. Adam, with Kyle Larson not making a lap, in terms of the drivers' regular season points championship, does that open that up any more than it was previously, considering he had a 30-point lead coming into the night?
I mean, well, on the driver's side, but not on the owner's side. I mean, I think owner's points-wise, they still finished 13th or 14th or something. So, it depends on how you want to keep track of it. But it could split the field from a owner's points and driver's points standpoint. But, it was a great points day for us. We've had a few lackluster weeks here the last month or two, and happy to get into the month of May and start scoring some points again. But hopefully we moved up. But, it's been quite a year as far as that goes. But happy to have a great finish today.
John Newby, NBC Sports. So I talked to Christopher yesterday about what it would take to win this race, especially with how many winners they've been in the past 7 trips here. And he said the 2 biggest factors were obviously mistakes on pit road because of a 400-lap race, a lot of room for error, and then obviously the speed in the car. I mean, how big was it that your crew was spot on all night long while a bunch of other teams were making a ton of mistakes?
It was huge. Like I said, it was such an intense race at the front of the field and such a premium on keeping that track position. And you even saw, 6, 7, 8 lap runs where some cars would elect to stay out and they would get manhandled. And it just put a real premium on 4 tires and a real premium on solid pit stops. And our guys rose to the occasion, much like they did at the pit crew competition last week. And hopefully we're hitting our stride.
Go to Jordan over here, and then we'll go to Kelly.
Jordan Bianchi, The Athletic. It's probably a question you don't have an answer to, but this team seems streaky at times, and I was wondering why that is the case. Like, you go on these runs where it's like knocking out good runs, top finishes after finish, and then there's other times where it's not there. I'm just kind of curious why.
Yeah, I don't know. I would say the majority of times that it's not there, things compound on them. Martinsville, we weren't very good, and whatever was around Martinsville, we got in a couple wrecks. We had a flat tire at Vegas on the pace lap that blew a couple laps later, and initial start wreck at Atlanta, and it seems like when we have a bad week or two that we find a new way to have a bad week the next week, and happy to be out of that stretch now, it feels like, and hopefully start stringing together some more top fives. I wish I had an answer, though.
go over to Kelly.
I can hear you.
No, Adam, along those same lines, Krista had talked about how the last month has been kind of, he's been a little down in the dumps about it in a sense of like, it's just not jiving. Like, we have a good pit crew. I know we have fast cars and it's just not working. Can you shed any insight into that of just what the last month or so has been like of trying to get those finishes? And this team has been normally so good in the regular season. And then it just like, kind of like Jordan was saying, then you hit this rough patch and then that chance at the regular season championship goes away.
Yeah. I mean, it's just professional sports. You see it all the time. And if you could bottle it up when it's easy, you certainly could. And if you could make it go away when it's not, you'd do that too. But you just have to keep your focus, you know. If you're confident you're doing all the right things that you need to be doing, which I am, and I know that we are, you can have nights like this just as easy as you can have days like we had, you know, a couple weeks ago. But you got to stay upbeat. You have to focus on your strengths and work on your weaknesses and take it as it comes. You can't make it happen a lot of times, so you have to let it happen. And, you know, it's a testament to Christopher and the team for believing in themselves. So when they do have an opportunity, they can seize it.
We're going to go to Lee over here.
Lee Spencer, SiriusXM NASCAR Radio and CatchFence.com. So what are the strengths and weaknesses right now, do you feel, with the team?
I mean, I guess that's a fair question. I think all around we have what it takes to win. I mean, Joe Gibbs Racing Equipment is strong right now. If we're not up front, certainly one of our teammates is. The pit department's just done such a phenomenal job stepping up, and certainly we have a elite crew, and they're just getting better. And, you know, it's just a matter of making good decisions and putting a good car under them. And the closer we can unload, the better chance we have to have nights like tonight. And we unloaded really close this weekend, and this is a track that he loves, and he knows exactly what he's looking for. And you know, when we don't have what he's looking for, he's able to articulate what he's missing. So I think you saw some of that.
Forgive me if this was asked while I was outside, but when you had that rough patch of the 4 weeks where it's like you were, you know, whatever happened, you guys were, you know, wreck, and you really put a toll on the team, and, mm-hmm. you know, the baby-faced assassin was kind of getting a little bit down, too. And, you know, so how do you just kind of keep them upbeat because you know that the goal is to get to Phoenix?
Well, yeah, I think you have to focus on the bigger picture and the season as a whole. And, you know, you have to go week by week at some of those that have gotten away from you and you know, talk about what went wrong and talk about what went right and keep it in perspective of the whole season. You know, well, we had a couple chances to win races that slipped away as well, not just dismal wrecks and poor runs, but you know, we did win a race early, and certainly we're close enough to win a couple more, and it just didn't happen. And sometimes when it's easy, it just goes your way. And sometimes the harder you work, it seems like the further away you get. So it's just the nature of professional sports. And I think we have a strong enough crew that have enough faith in themselves and enough faith in each other to get through those times.
All right, before we go any further, we are now joined by the winning owner of today's number 20 car, Mr. Joe Gibbs. So please direct any questions to him or Adam Stevens. You go further. We'll start with Jacob here.
Coach, we all know what this race means, being the longest night and one of the crown jewels. Even though it's rain shortened, does that ever take any of the luster away from winning a race like this?
Well, I think all of us, you know, the fans, when you get a packed house like that, you'd like to see it go the whole way. But it seems like Mother Nature had the 500 over there at Indy. Well, we had everything that happened there. And then, of course, have this race shortened. But I just appreciate Adam and Christopher and the whole team. And I think what Adam was maybe mentioning there when I came in you know, in pro sports, man, it's hard. And it's hard. The hardest thing is to stay up there. And so we've gone through about four or five tough weeks. And so to see the 20 team bounce back after all that, Adam's leadership and Christopher, it's just a huge deal for us. And every time I'm in that winner's circle, I think about all the CEOs I got a chance to call. You know, right there, it was JR at Ream. It was Don at Stanley Black & Decker. You get a chance to call them. Norm Miller at Interstate Batteries. I just, you know, our sport is totally different in that you got to have partners that are sponsors. And that's really what they are. They're partners. And so it gives you a chance to call them and say thanks. And so it's just a huge deal. And so I just appreciate a night like tonight, and we're going to enjoy it.
Adam alluded to it, like you said, Coach, as you were walking in. But what's impressed you about Christopher's resiliency in the face of these last 4 or 5 weeks where things haven't been going quite right?
Yeah, and what happens during that time, it is a tough time. I mean, it's tough for Adam. You think about all the work that they put in. They bust their butt. They're on the simulator and all this all week. And you get ready for a race, and sometimes it's just oddball stuff that happens. You break something or whatever. And it's, yeah, you really feel for them. And it's a lot to go through. It takes a lot of guts and determination. And the great thing with Adam leading it, you know, he's setting records as far as going to the Final Four. And I just appreciate the leadership that we have with our crew chiefs, and Adam certainly is kind of a leader over there for us.
All right, we'll go over to Bob.
Bob Parkhurst, Fox Sports. For Adam, were you surprised that they tried drying the track for so long, and were you like saying, hey, it's too wet? And then for Joe, since you might not be as biased as Adam on that, did you hope that they would continue to dry, and were you ready to race at 1 or 2 or 3 in the morning?
Well, I mean, to answer your question, honestly, yes, I was surprised. We saw the radar looking like it was going to clear up, and it did. And they started the air tightens. And at the point that happened, I resigned myself that we were going to go back racing and trying to talk to Bell and figure out what adjustments we were going to need for a green racetrack. And, you know, making sure everybody had their ducks in a row, the radios charged, and a plan to get a pit stall dry. I mean, all the boxes you have to check. And then when we were starting to hear the rumblings that maybe they were going to call it after all that, you know, I wasn't expecting that either. So it's kind of a bit of a swing of emotions there, but, you know, it was one you have to be prepared for, I guess.
I think, too, for me, I was in the motorhome, and I was told that they're going to call the drivers in 15 minutes. So I got my jacket on, and I was going out the door. But you're never quite sure, too. I'd be willing to bet they were part of the track. It was either weeping and a lot of things going, because that was a heavy rain. And I would be willing to bet they reached the conclusion they weren't going to really be able to get it dry. And the other thing is lightning. So anyway, I didn't know what all took place, but, you know, we were thrilled to go to the winner's circle. I'll put it that way.
All right. Do you have any remaining questions for Adam or Coach? Okay. Gentlemen, congratulations.